Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Durant. I am America's voice. God bless America. God bless you. Let's do this. It's the Steve Gruber Show here to give you a cold, hard slap across the face to make sure awake, America. Are you ready? Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, Joe Biden's White House is by far the most overstaffed and most expensive in American history, with a payroll over $100 million. Must be nice. Number two, the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022 will be remembered as another nail in the coffin of Democrats for years to come. I have a list of the massive tax hikes it includes. Number three, the dust still settling on the unprecedented raid on Mar-a-Lago, former President Donald Trump's Florida home. After an unbelievable raid by the FBI on Monday morning that lasted more than 10 hours of agents rifling through documents and busting open his safe, but the real focus of the search remains a bit of a mystery. Or does it? The raid predicated, we're told, based solely on the Presidential Records Act, which is a law put in place back in 1978, compelling presidents and their administrations to maintain complete and accurate records of their time in office, so it can be preserved for generations to come. The point being that presidents and the things they do while in office are part of America's collective history, and therefore belongs to you and me, the people, and not just the commander-in-chief. Okay, so that's all fine and well. But the problem with that assertion is that nobody has ever been vigorously pursued under the law, ever. Even those that knowingly and purposely smuggled records out of the White House. And certainly, no former president has ever been targeted this way for the Records Act to justify the National Archives and Records Administration. I guess the librarians in Washington are just really mad. And how do we know that this is the basis for this reckless abuse of power? Well, we know that because that's what Trump's attorney, Christina Bobb, who arrived on the scene at 10 o'clock Monday morning, told me yesterday. That's what she learned from the search warrant, that agents at first tried to prevent her from seeing it all. By the way, I'll have a complete conversation with Christina Bobb coming up a little bit later this hour. You don't want to miss that. You don't want to miss it at all. She'll be joining me here just shortly. But just because that was written on the search warrant, and the judge, who gave plenty of money to Barack Obama and other Democrats in recent years, and also worked for the notorious pedophile and human trafficker Jeffrey Epstein, well, he certainly could have had other motivations. And by the way, who did he work for? I want you to know this about this judge. Bruce Reinhart. Judge Bruce Reinhart left the U.S. Attorney's Office in Florida just days after making a deal with Epstein on state charges, not federal charges, right? State charges, not federal charges. He worked for Reinhart's pilots. Reinhart worked for Epstein's pilots, his scheduler, Sarah Kellen, Nadia Marcinkova, who Epstein once described as his Yugoslavian sex slave. Weird, right? It makes you wonder once again, why have we not seen the list of Epstein's clients? I'd like to know that today. And Judge Bruce Reinhart, a frequent flyer on the Lolita Express, was he? In fact, it gets a lot darker if you're willing to look. Reinhart left the local U.S. Attorney's Office to represent those employees. Those employees that worked at the private sex party island. That's right. That's right. They're all people that Judge Reinhart represented on behalf of the boss. And now he is the guy signing the very dubious search warrants on a very flimsy foundation to go on a fishing expedition of a former president of the United States. Frankly, this makes banana republics blush. But never mind how bad this all smells. Pundits on the far left networks were nearly singing with joy. And the Business Insider proclaimed in its headlines that feds, quote, likely obtained pulverizing amounts of evidence before ordering the raid. Well, newsflash, lefties, that doesn't appear to be the case at all. Even disgraced former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo tweeted that the feds better put up something strong and some strong evidence and fast. Otherwise, they will have no credibility left at all, as if they do anyway. But here's what's really crazy. And it was outlined by Ann Wiseman, a Trump-hating lawyer representing so-called watchdog groups that have previously sued Trump for violating the Presidential Records Act. And I quote, The real problem is there's absolutely no enforcement mechanism in the Presidential Records Act. Hear me again. No enforcement mechanism in the Presidential Records Act. So they're raiding his home for what purpose? And there's no administrative enforcement provision either. So to be clear, the FBI presented a warrant to Trump's lawyer, Knabob, that made clear they were searching for documents, apparently, that would be in violation of the Presidential Records Act, which has never been vigorously pursued against anyone, and for which there is no penalty or enforcement provision anyway. So do you think they were up to something else, maybe? This looks more and more like political performance art, because as they say on Morning Joe, which is code for their whiskey and their coffee, is there is no there there. There's nothing here. And even if there was something there, you can't prosecute it because there's no penalty for the alleged crime that we can't even establish. Even if the librarians at the National Archives had their panties in a bunch, nobody cares. So that means this is all about the Democrats desperately trying to change the narrative from a floundering economy that's in the throes of a recession and massive inflation at the same time, while the anniversary of the failed Afghanistan pullout is upon us and Joe Biden can't even put on a suit coat without his wife grabbing a hold of it and dressing him in public. This is a sad time for America. It's also a time when the political stunt of the weaponized FBI has blown up in the left's face. Americans believe in fair play. They don't like gotcha games or twisting the rules to punish someone unfairly, even a guy that half the country doesn't like. So let me say this, dear Democrats, you blew it. If you thought this would turn the country in your favor for the midterms, it was a terrible miscalculation. If you thought Roe v. Wade was your ticket to election salvation, your prayers were just crushed by the rogue Department of Justice run by Merrick Garland and the jackbooted thugs directed by Christopher Wray. And just like Kevin McCarthy told Garland, preserve your records. Clear your calendar because you will be under oath very soon after the turn of the new year. The ill-advised raid on Mar-a-Lago and the attack on the former president is going over in America like a lead balloon, and you haven't seen the worst of it yet, not even close. Sorry, Democrats, but you just raided the likely Republican presidential candidate's home for the election in 2024, and you may have helped him win in a landslide in the process. And that's not just me saying that. There are plenty of Democrats saying the very same thing today. Again, be careful what you wish for. You just might get it. You just might get it. Christina Bob will be on the program today. You don't want to miss that. You've got a lot more coming as well. So buckle up, my friends. We've got a lot of territory to cover. In fact, we're going to have some comments from Christopher Wray as well. Plus some other stories today. It's all here. Don't forget to go to stevegruber.com and check in. Read Liberty Page. Don't forget, she'll make you grow up big and strong. I'll be right back.
Wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect.
Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect. The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.